plays
out.
Oh
crap, I forgot the microphone, you guys.
Oh, we gotta put that
Hang
in.
On.
Tap it, hold on.
Uh-oh. Make a difference.
Hold on. Tap, tap, tap.
I hope that makes a difference.
Yes. You guys should usually hear that, the tap, tap, tap.
All right, so today's the day that the hearings start for Amy Coney Barrett.
And how are they going to try to destroy her life? I'm sure we'll see it up on the screens in the studio.
Yeah.
Of how they're going to try to, you know, completely abuse her.
There's going to be like 12 men brought in to say that they were sexually molested by
totally.
Her when they were 12.
When they were 12 or 13. And then they're going to break out her yearbooks.
Right. And yeah. They're going to say that she
Do you
drank
drink beer?
Excessively.
How much beer do you drink, ACB?
Maybe in her case it'll be wine.
Oh.
Maybe that'll be the difference.
Yeah, how much wine do you drink on a regular basis? Yeah.
Listen, before we forget, we are not going to be here on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Yeah, it's fall
or
break.
Monday, because I'm not going to be here Monday. So just need to tell you that up front so that hopefully we can prevent a lot of emails saying, where are you? Has Facebook
did they
taken
shut
you down?
No, they didn't shut us down this week. This week is fall break.
It's fall break.
Yeah.
So
we're just
going
away. We only do like a half week on fall break because we don't have that much vacation time. Yeah.
I mean, we're here today. We'll be here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But there will not be like a weekly version of the podcast this week. There will still be like, you know, today and tomorrow. And then not again until Tuesday.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just telling you that now. Yeah. All right. So, big new, there's been some new terminology that you need to be familiar with, and that is court packing.
Court
and
packing.
The reason that it's new terminology is because Democrats, like so many other words, have decided to change the meaning of that word completely.
Okay.
You see this? Now all the Democrats are saying
that we did it.
That we're
doing it.
That Trump is a big fat court packer. Mm. The GOP has been court packing forever.
Oh.
You guys, it's a lie. It is a lie. So the reason they're trying to tell you that is because, yes, Trump has appointed more appellate judges than most other presidents have at this point in their presidency, with the exception of Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only other one that had more. But they are open seats. They're vacant, open
seats. Yeah, that
was,
Obama could have done it.
And he did do it.
Obama
did it too.
But he could have kept filling more. But he just didn't do it. He didn't.
Yeah.
He left a lot open. And so Trump's like, all right,
I'm
going to go ahead and fill them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not packing the courts. That's not what that means at all.
No.
And so for them to start trying to redefine the word, like they do so much of the time with words, this is what they love to do, because they feel like if they can just change the narrative, then they win, right? And
it's
so
not even,
often they do.
They're just flat out lying.
They're totally lying.
I mean, Joe Biden just lied this weekend.
Yep.
And said that Trump is packing the courts. He's not doing that. He's not doing that at all. You liar and plagiarizer.
It's
completely
ridiculous.
Old, crazy man.
You know when Jake Tapper is even pushing back.
Yeah.
That it's a lie.
I mean, that was crazy if you guys saw him doing that. I can't believe that.
Well, and it's gotten worse. Like before, you know, last week, Joe Biden was just simply saying, I'm not going to answer that question because it'll be headline news. And now he's saying out loud, voters don't deserve to know what I think.
Which means we're going to do it.
Of course. Which means
we're going to change. We're going to fundamentally, because they love to fundamentally change things, right? That we're going to fundamentally change this branch of government. That's what we're going to do. Well, great. You probably should be a little forthright with people. And we can, those of us with brains in our heads,
yeah.
We can tell what they're going to do. But then Democrats are on the other side going, well, I mean, I guess that's fine. You know, I mean, it's fine. Whatever you guys want to do is fine. As long as we get Orange Man out of office. It's not fine.
And you know who else doesn't think it's fine? Joe Biden. Because we've got hit audio from him that we're going to play in the show of him saying back in the 80s, you know, when he'd already been in Congress for like 74 years.
Yeah.
There's audio of him saying, this is a terrible, it's a boneheaded idea, I think are the exact words that he used to describe this whole idea of packing the Supreme Court.
Yeah, well, I mean, that goes without saying that he goes back and forth on things because it's kind of like fracking.
Right.
It's like him saying, no, I'm not going to do the fracking thing. Look at my eyes. Come look at my eyes.
It's
and then like, oh, we're going to frack. We're not going to frack. Frack or no frack. I mean, these people just lie. They just flat out lie. And then they have the audacity to call Donald Trump a liar.
I mean,
this is the thing. It's crazy.
Seriously.
It's just so crazy.
What the?
I don't know. Did you hear that?
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know.
Is Sorry, my computer just made a weird sound.
Was it your computer? I thought it was outside.
Well, I think Daily Mail just like will pop up random sounds.
Oh, I thought it was outside of our office.
I think it was here. I'm just going to close.
Thought it was like the ghost of Christmas past.
Just going to close that. Anyway.
So yeah, when you hear the word court packing, recognize what the actual definition of that is. And it just simply means to stack the court, the Supreme Court, with an unequal, like more judges to pack it full of liberal judges. That's all this means, okay? It doesn't mean to fill empty vacant seats. That's not what that means.
And I don't, how can they even do that? How would they even begin to do that?
They would just change the statute. It would just be a, they would just decide that they're changing that rule.
Because
it's not a constitutional thing. It's just a statute that would need to be changed. Now, nobody has done it in 150 years.
This is the thing.
The court is so respected as a credible, impartial, you know, judicial branch of the government.
Yeah.
But you change that rule and it's worthless. It's just like another House of Representatives.
This is ridiculous. I know. This is the thing. Is that they want to fundamentally change that branch of government.
Yeah.
And everybody should be concerned about that. Everybody should be concerned. These people are steamrolling the way that they're steamrolling America.
It's terrifying.
They don't give a crap. They don't. Talk about power hungry. Holy cow. I mean, they try to paint Donald Trump as power hungry. Liberals are just rabid. They're rabid over power right now. And yeah, they are trying to turn us socialist. It's unbelievable what we're seeing right now.
And how fast it's all changing.
Yeah.
That's what's really creeping me out.
Crazy.
And it's just so fast, you guys. Really, really fast. did you hear the story? I don't know if it's true because it's according to sources, but I kind of love it if it's true. That Trump initially, when he was hospitalized with the COVID, there was a plan that on the day of his release, he would come outside, open up his shirt, and have a big Superman symbol on his chest.
I laughed out loud over this. I was just laughing out
this
loud.
This is according to the New York Times, so I don't know. Like, take it with a grain of salt, right?
I would have loved it. I think it would have been really funny if he did that.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can totally imagine.
The rage on the other side.
I can absolutely imagine. And I would love it so much. That would be like the ultimate Trump troll.
Oh, my God.
If he came out and did that.
It would have
Or just
been
did rage. It without even making a big deal out of it, you know? If he just, like, had a regular shirt on and just, like, unbuttoned it and just you saw the Superman shield underneath it, it would be so great.
It would have made so many people so angry. And for that reason alone, I wish he'd done it. But at some point, he decided or somebody advised him against it.
Not to do that.
That would be a bad idea.
Like, maybe you shouldn't do that, Mr. President. I don't know why he wouldn't.
I cannot.
Suck it, trolls.
I could not love it enough.
I swear.
Oh, speaking of suck it trolls, you got to hear what happened to the TikTok trolls. This was an amazing story. So you guys remember the Tulsa rally, the Trump rally, where it was it was free to register, but like they set up a way for people to RSVP that they were attending so that they would know like what kind of a crowd size they were dealing with, right? So TikTok trolls rushed to register with no plans to attend. And they thought, oh, we're going to get you and we'll show you, Trump. We're going to take all your tickets, but then not show up. And then it's going to look like you have empty seats, which it did. Like, it totally worked, right? And AOC was all proud. Remember? Do you guys remember how proud she was? Oh, my God. TikTok trolls. Totally won. Remember?
Yeah. You guys are my heroes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they tried it again. There was a GOP event planned in Staten Island, New York. And the event was up on Eventbrite or whatever that is. Is that right? Eventbrite? Mm-hmm. The website where you plan events. Mm-hmm. And have people register events. So they were inviting GOP folks to come and rally support. And so this was going to be on Staten Island. They put up the invite or the event planning thing, and they had like 1,500 people register, which was about what they expected. But then all of a sudden, that number started to climb like exponentially, where they were looking at 75,000 registrants. And a lot of them were from people who were named such things as Grab 'em by DePousset. So that was kind of a clue that maybe
really
they weren't legitimate.
That's really good. I'm sure there's a guy named that.
Right. Yeah. Like several hundred Ruth Bader Ginsburgs had also registered for
So obviously red flags went up.
Right.
And they were like, these aren't real people.
These are not real people. Yeah. We see what's going on here. The wife of the GOP chair
is a huge TikToker apparently herself. So she did some investigating and found the TikTok chick, the 19-year-old who created this whole plan, right? Who concocted the plan and got all of her followers to go do this.
And she was like, I think she was the one that's like, let's get this orange bitch out of there.
Yeah. Do you hate this orange bitch as much as I do? That's what she said in the video.
Yeah.
So she, you know, told everybody to go and register. People did. And so what the Staten Island GOP party did is they said, you know what? This is a free event. It always has been a free event. But we're going to charge $5 just as a confirmation fee, like as a submission fee. And so, like, they kept getting the registrations. People kept agreeing to pay this amount. And it turned out that they earned $16,000, ended up getting donated to the GOP in Staten Island thanks to these ridiculous, moronic trolls who were like, well, I guess it's I'll pay the $5 if that's how I register. So they didn't stop anybody from coming. 2,500 people showed up, which was a huge success. And they totally screwed themselves out of they paid $16,000 to the party.
So they ended up donating to the GOP. It's just fantastic.
I love that story so much.
I love it. I love it.
Love it.
It is fantastic. What is the deal with all this Twitter stuff? Like, there's all this Twitter drama.
Yeah, well, Twitter has decided once again to change all the rules in advance of the election. So there's going to be, they're going to be doing a whole bunch of, so they're going to change, if anybody says close to the election, so say it's election night, and all of a sudden Trump decides to tweet, I won Florida, or I won whatever, like if they start, if anybody says that a state has been won that is not a national news outlet, they are going to put a warning on it and they will prevent it from being retweeted.
Okay.
Because they want to make sure that no misinformation about the election starts getting viral.
And Trump actually said, I think it was yesterday or the day before, whatever, Trump said, I'm immune to COVID, and they took that down.
Well, they don't take it down. They put up a little flag saying, this tweet has misinformation in it. Here's the place that you need to go for the correct information. I mean, and then you have to click through to actually see
it's
the tweet.
It's ridiculous. People will be like, I want to kill the president, and they don't take that down.
That's fine. Because that's not misinformation.
Or I want the president to die, and that's totally fine.
Because, again, that's not misinformation.
I don't...
It's actual fact that they do want that person to die.
Twitter sucks.
Yeah, there's no question
Twitter
about that.
Twitter sucks so hard. This is why I'm not on it. I can't deal. Twitter is just a cesspool of suck. It's a 13th circle of hell, you guys.
So there's six changes that they're making. The first is that candidates specifically will not be allowed to claim victory until either an announcement from state election officials or two national news outlets.
Which will be like 60 days after the actual election.
Right.
Let's all get real. Because this one is going to a total cluster.
No.
Well, you're going to have to deal with it because it's a complete cluster. I mean, you guys, we're getting your books returned to us from the post office.
That's right.
No offense against the post office if you work for the post office, but it's a cluster there. Like,
we got this notice.
Yeah.
One of the books, the hardcovers that we sent, this came back and it basically said due to heightened security restrictions...
I mean,
if you send a package that is more than a half an inch thick and more than 10 ounces with regular stamps on it, which is what we do, then you're not allowed to send it. You have to go and
like
check
in person
at a counter
and have a person actually do it for you. We are people. Like, we're doing that. We're putting postage on it and sending it, and that's not good enough. So they want us to go in and, like, it's insane.
Do you know how long it would take to do that, you guys?
Yeah, I did it one time.
Yeah,
I did
it
once.
She barely got through tiny step.
Yeah, it took me like 3 hours one time to send books, and I was like, we're not doing this anymore. We're not doing this. It's insanity. So I look at this whole situation, and I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and trust our elections.
Oh, my God, right?
With these people. I'm sorry. I mean, if you work at the post office, I apologize, but it's just, it's like bureaucracy.
It's so dumb.
It's just more government bureaucracy, and it just is going to be a complete disaster. So we're not going to have election results on election day. We just won't, because we've trusted it with another... Yeah. It's not going to work. So, yeah, it'll be like 2 months after the election when we find out.
So the other changes that they're making, the second change is that they're going to remove tweets that encourage violence and call specifically for election result interference or polling place interference.
So what about people who call for the death of our president?
That's fine.
That's okay. So when they want him to die of COVID, that's okay. But other other calls for violence are not okay.
Right.
What?
There are going to be nude prompts before you can retweet things that contain misleading information. Now, who decides it's misleading? Just a bunch of randos at Twitter, I guess.
The Twitter police.
Retweets and likes will be turned off on some misleading tweets for political accounts, this was the kicker, with more than 100,000 followers. We now have 101,000 followers, and so now we fit into this category where if somebody at Twitter decides, we feel like that's a misleading tweet, it will not be allowed to be liked or retweeted by anyone.
That's such a random number, like 100,000. Okay.
And misleading is such a random term. Mm-hmm. It's so subjective, right?
Yeah.
Because I may have an opinion that you just disagree with, and you're going to just decide, well, that's misleading. What if it's just my opinion? Am I not allowed to do that anymore?
Yeah. Apparently no, you're not. You're not. You can't have an opinion in America.
That's right. I forgot.
It's ridiculous.
New options encouraging people to quote tweet to add to their commentary, which means that instead of just hitting the retweet button, you're going to be encouraged to do the quote tweet button, which is where you're retweeting but also adding your own caption. Okay. So that's what that is. And then finally, terms that are trending in the For You tab are going to be accompanied by a tweet or article explaining why that's a trending term. So those are the changes that Twitter is enacting effective like right now. So that's happening. We are going to be playing on our radio show today the freak out that was had by Keith Olbermann, who I forgot existed.
You guys remember him. He looks exactly the same.
A little grayer.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's just completely crazy now.
And he's just insane.
Rabid. Like, that guy needs to probably get some... He needs to seek help immediately. God, he wants all of us to be put away.
Yeah.
This is what he's calling for. All of us to, because we are, like, to him, we're dissenting opinion. That's what he believes in his warped little tiny brain.
And that we need to be removed from the country.
Yeah.
For real. Like, he said that about Amy Coney Barrett.
This is what he said about all of us. Anybody who is a Trump supporter, anybody who's a right winger, needs to be removed from society.
Yeah.
He's crazy. Crazy. Like, this is, I put this in our chat yesterday. I'm like, this is what's wrong with a lot of Democrats. I'm sure a lot of Democrats would agree with him. A lot of them would be like, yeah, I mean, right-wingers are awful, and they do need to be removed. Anybody who's a Trump supporter is a terrible person. They would agree with him on that.
That's just
that count, right? I mean, because there are a lot of people who will say Trump supporters are racist, misogynist, sexist, they're all these things, when they don't know the people, right? They just automatically discount you as a human being. It's a sickness. I mean, it really is a sickness. He has, like, a sickness.
And I would think that even people on the left hearing how insane he sounds would be like, dude, you're taking it a little too far.
I hope so.
But yeah, now I question whether they do.
I question it too, because there are a lot of people who just be like, well, because everybody should look at that and go, that is complete insanity. Mm-hmm. But you're not hearing about his, I mean, people aren't like going, oh my God, that's insane. You're crazy. A lot of people on the left aren't like saying, that's awful. Like, we've gone too far. Like, everything is crazy right now. Like, that's what TDS looks like. They're not saying that. They're not. They're just like, oh, I mean, whatever.
Because I feel like we will call out people on the right who are acting too crazy.
You oh, my gosh. I mean? Yeah. Well, we've never had people on the right say that people on the left need to get out of society, like leave the planet, you know?
Although we do say, if you don't like it here, please leave, which is different because we're offering it as an option.
Yeah, but we're not saying they need to be removed from society. Right. Yeah, that's...
Did you hear, you guys, that WHO is now saying lockdowns are bad? Did you hear this?
Well, they need to tell Biden that.
Right? Well, they're telling all world leaders.
Yeah.
If they're saying, we in the World Health Organization do not advocate lockdowns as the primary means of control of the virus. And I'm just like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Can you people get your acts together on what you think is the right way to go about fighting this virus? Because, holy crap, we've just wasted a lot. We've ruined world economies.
Yeah,
over
they've ruined a lot of people. They've ruined a lot of people and their livelihoods. So it's like, okay. So if you're supposed to listen to the experts, okay.
I mean,
then open everything back up. Open everything up. So the governors need to listen to that and open everything back up. If they're listening to the experts, which is who, right? They listen to the who. They're okay. Well.
God, I just could not believe. I was like, now you're saying this? Now.
Now you've decided that lockdowns are bad. Really? Now you have.
And tomorrow they're going to be like, masks don't work.
We're going to be like, all right, somebody alert Jake Tapper in the break room.
Oh my God, I am going to lose my mind.
And his head will explode. All these people who have been like mass shaming for all these months, they're going to be like, wait, what? I thought I was better than that person. I've been living under the guise of being elite because I have this piece of cloth on my face, this cheesecloth.
This changes everything.
It does change everything about my self-esteem.
You know what's funny? Sort of a point of personal privilege. We interviewed a family yesterday to take care of our dogs, like next time we go on trips, so that they can stay together. And so we went to this woman's house, but because we didn't know who they were, I was like, crap, I wonder if she's going to be wearing a mask, like, at her house. Like, I wonder if she's going to expect us to. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there was this new question.
So you went to their house.
Yeah, we went to their house, because that's where the girls would stay.
Yeah.
And so so I texted her.
The girls are her dogs.
The girls are my dogs. So I texted the woman, and I was like, it was so dumb, like, how much I obsessed and overthought this. Because I even said to my husband, should I say in the text, hi, do we need to wear masks? Or should I say, would you like us to wear masks? Like, this is how much I was obsessing over something so dumb.
Yeah.
And he was like, just say, would you like us to? Because my inclination was to say, do you need us to? Because, like, we think this is really dumb.
Yeah.
But, like, I wanted to be respectful. So, thankfully, she wrote back and she was like, we're not going to wear them and we don't need you to wear them. So if you don't want to wear them, don't wear them. And I was like, okay, thank God we're not wearing them. And she was like, yay. So there's, that was just very anecdotal. But there was a woman that, you know, also on our side who was just like, I'm not going to wear a mask in my own house.
Yeah.
And yet all the people in our neighborhood for Halloween are planning to mask up in their own homes when the kids come to trick or treat.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And so you're expected to do that?
I'm not doing it. We're going to have our lights out. We are not, if that's what is required, we're just not handing out candy.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to mask up in my own home. Now, some people are just putting bowls out, and some people are taking, like, if you have a Milky Way, for example, they're putting it into an individual baggie, and then into a bowl, then the bowl is outside, and kids can just grab it. What is the point?
Yeah, my light's off.
Yeah, exactly.
My light is off.
I'm
at that
not
point.
Playing. Mm-mm. Not playing that.
That's
game.
That seems like a lot of effort, and my light is off, and I'm just gonna be watching Halloween in this room. Have fun.
We're just gonna go out to dinner because, like, this
Bye.
Is insane.
No, not gonna happen. I live out in the country, so nobody comes to my house for trick or treating anyway. We usually just go someplace, and then we'll meet friends and where they live in subdivisions, and my kid will trick or treat. We never have trick or treaters, so it wouldn't affect us either way, but that seems like a lot of effort with the baggies and whatnot.
Oh my God, I'm so dumb.
I'm just not that mom.
I just can't.
I'm out. That that takes time.
And I live on, like, my street very, we get like maybe 5 doorbell rings a Halloween because we live on a cul-de-sac and it's long and it's creepy and there's no lights. And so.
It seems like the best place to go
does.
During Halloween.
But we get very, very few trick-or-treaters. So no one's going to, not going to be any skin off anybody's back that we're not participating. But I mean, I get that people are trying to be respectful of one another, but this is over the top.
It is over the top.
It's just insane.
Yeah. If you're that worried about it, just don't go.
Yeah.
Just don't trick or treat. It's the way I look at it.
That's the thing.
If you're that worried about it.
You should, whatever neighborhood you normally go to, you should just check with somebody there and say, like, is everybody being okay?
I feel like where we trick or treat, it's in a small town. And I have a feeling that no one's really going to do what you just said.
God, I would have thought my neighborhood would do it.
Yeah.
I was really surprised that this is how
I don't think that they're
everybody's
gonna be, they're not going to be doing that. I don't think. They're going to just be doing regular old trick-or-treating. And there may be some kids out wearing masks. I imagine that there'll probably be some parents who put masks on their kids and they may be masked up. But for the most part, if you're out trick-or-treating, you should be out trick-or-treating. If you don't want to participate, don't participate.
Yeah. If your kid's sick, keep them home. Mm-hmm. If you're sick, don't open the door. This is not hard.
Yeah.
We're making it a lot more complicated than it needs
to
be.
Like, be an adult and make adult decisions.
It's just crying out loud. Everybody needs to calm down.
Good Lord.
Speaking of COVID, Chris Christie has been released from the hospital, so he is all better, or at least mostly better. Better enough to get out of the hospital.
That's great.
So, yeah, that's really, really good. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he did have, you know, the comorbidities with the asthma and the overweightness and whatnot. So he is fine.
Yeah, and that's really great. I love that.
Yeah.
There's University of Kentucky. This story was really weird. You know how people at universities, they have RAs. You guys remember RAs?
Resident assistants?
Uh-huh. One of my really good friends was an RA at University of Tennessee, and they go through training in order to become a resident assistant. Well, now at University of Kentucky, they're splitting the RAs and the training into black RAs and white RAs, and they have different training.
Because we're segregating now.
This is what we're doing.
This is what
now.
We're doing.
We're segregating into black and white students because apparently they're going to RA differently because one has more melanin than the other.
Well, the white ones are expected to understand their privilege before they can RA effectively.
Oh.
So that's why they get extra training. Because they really need to understand their privilege.
What are we doing? Why are we doing this? Why are we segregating?
Everything is insane.
I don't understand why we're doing this. I really am worried about my 10-year-old growing up in this world where everything is about color. Because we didn't teach that to her. We're not doing it.
Everything
Society's
is about
doing it.
The boxes that you fit in, right?
And I hate that for her. I never dreamed that, you know, when I had her 10 years ago, that the world, the country would be like that. That's not what I wanted for her. I didn't want her to constantly see color and all this other crap. I didn't want that for her. And now that's what she's going to see. You know, these kids don't have to see that. But society, liberals, make it all about color. And it drives me nuts. It just drives me nuts.
Everything is identity politics to the left. And it's exhausting.
It's like, it's the reason I just put a meme up on our Instagram page yesterday. And it's Kamala. And it's like, the reason that liberals chose her for vice president, they chose her because she is a black woman. They should be embarrassed. They should be ashamed of themselves because they chose her because of her gender and her race. That's a disgrace.
And it should be insulting to her, but of course she's power hungry, so she doesn't care.
She loves it.
How she comes by that power.
She loves it.
If that's anything, she was privileged by it.
Yeah.
Right?
She was privileged because she's a black woman. It's disgraceful. That's why they chose you. That's gross.
It's
icky.
I would not want to be chosen for anything based on such dumb characteristics. That doesn't make any sense. Because there's more people in here right now, just one more time, we're going to say we are not going to be here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday. So we'll be here today, obviously, and we'll be here tomorrow, but there will be no Facebook Live Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday.
Yeah, because we got fall break, you guys.
We got fall break.
We do a spring break.
Getting out of here.
We do a spring break, a fall break, and then we take a break at Christmas.
And Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we usually do Thanksgiving. That's true.
So yeah, there's going to be some breaks coming up that... that you need to know about.
Yeah.
So don't worry. Wednesday, if we're not here, it's fine. Everything's
I would
fine.
Imagine some of y'all have fall break coming up too, though. I mean,
yeah,
there may be some of you that
time.
Are. Yeah, there may be some of you that are on fall break this week and next week. I would imagine some of you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tis the time to be on the break. I did see, and I know this is incredibly important to everybody, that Jennifer Aniston has a new dog that she has named Lord Chesterfield. I think it's a lab puppy, from what I can see. Or maybe it's a pit bull puppy. I don't know. See that little puppy?
It looks like a pit.
I think it might be a pit bull puppy.
It looks
super cute.
Yeah, it looks like a pit.
Super cute.
Did you guys see that Putin endorsed Biden?
I mean, not like outright.
He kind of did.
But he mostly did because he said Democrats are aligned with communism. Which we've been trying to tell you forever.
I mean, I kind of love this. I love that he basically endorsed Biden.
Yeah, he... He said, listen, he'll work with either candidate.
But he likes Biden better.
But he does have a preference for Biden and Democrats, what with them being communists and whatnot.
So. Hello! They're commies, you guys. They're commies. And Putin loves him. I think it's genius. I think it's great. I think that everybody needs to talk about that today in their social media circles. Just get that out there.
Yeah.
Talk to your friends about that.
People remember.
Yeah, and because you know how they've been screaming like Russia, 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 like for the past 4 years. I find it just so funny that Putin's like, yeah, I like Biden better.
Thank you very much. I know a lot of people got a lot of orders over the weekend for our book, Right for a Reason. You can order direct from from Amazon if you want, but if you want us to inscribe this personally for you, we're happy to do that. Just go to our website, chicksontheright.com, look for Get the Book, and it'll tell you how to go about getting a personal inscription. We'll write whatever you want, within reason, if you order directly from us. So that is how you get our book.
All right, you guys, bring it in.
Right. Have a really, really great day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow, guys.
Any more.
Okay, bye.
Bye.